21st of June marks the launch of Myeloma UK Awareness Week, which this year focuses on early diagnosis of the disease. Now, whilst it's the second most common form of blood cancer and the biggest blood cancer killer in the UK, most people don't recognise myeloma symptoms. So what are the symptoms? Who is susceptible? And what support is there out there? I'm joined now by GP Dr. Hilary Jones and also by Monica Morris from Myeloma UK. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Just to set the scene, what is myeloma, Dr. Hilary?
Simon, myeloma is a cancer of the blood. So if you look at the bone marrow, the spongy material inside certain bones in the body, this is where blood cells are produced. Cells like red cells, which carry oxygen, white cells, which fight infection. But there are also plasma cells there, and these plasma cells produce antibodies, which protect us against infections as well. Then when these plasma cells multiply and become cancerous, this is known as a myeloma. And the symptoms relate to what happens in the bone marrow. As the plasma cells proliferate and don't produce effective antibodies, we're more prone to frequent infections. So frequent infections is one symptom. Another one is that the red cells are pushed out of the bone marrow, that they can't carry oxygen so well. So anemia resulting in tiredness and fatigue is another common symptom. And because of what's going on in the bone marrow, bone pain of an aching type and fractures can occur. So bone pain and fractures, fatigue and tiredness, recurring infections should ring alarm bells for people to consider that they might have something called myeloma. And there are 5,500 people who are diagnosed with this every year in the UK, which equates to about 15 people every day.
So I don't think we're really aware of how serious it is then, are we?
No, we're not. And the good news about myeloma is that when we can achieve an early diagnosis, we get a much better outlook. Just 20, 30 years ago, 1 in 10 people after diagnosis might only survive 60 days. Today, 77% of people will survive at least a year and a third for 10 years. So the outlook is much better and getting better all the time because we've got research coming through with new medications, which might be more effective, and getting early diagnosis through increased awareness. But we still have a long way to go. So we're trying to educate the public about the symptoms and also making healthcare professionals like GPs more aware so that investigations are conducted early. And people referred earlier to the specialists in hospitals.
And Monica, I suppose this is where you come in, isn't it, with making awareness and providing support?
Absolutely. Myeloma UK is the only charity in the UK for people with myeloma exclusively, and we're here to provide information and support for patients who have myeloma and their family and friends. And importantly, also to raise awareness of myeloma. So we have an awareness week every year. Today, as you mentioned, is the first day, and we are raising awareness of the symptoms of myeloma amongst, you know, everybody in the UK, but particularly amongst healthcare professionals, GPs, and people who doctors who may see patients with these symptoms, and to be suspicious of them. So our Awareness Week campaign is sort of featuring on early diagnosis, and we're asking patients to take a tool designed to help GPs spot the signs of myeloma, take copies of this along to their GP surgery to help share this information. And all of this information is on our website at myeloma.org.uk.
Dr. Hilary, is it misdiagnosed then, or is it missed completely at times?
Well, when you consider what the symptoms are, fatigue, how many people feel tired? Millions. And of course, this myeloma is not the first thing you think of. Who doesn't have recurring infections from time to time? Again, something that's very common, but you wouldn't necessarily think myeloma. Bone pain, back pain, also very common. So whilst these things are often attributed to something else and written off as, oh, it's just a muscle strain, it's just you've been unlucky with viruses coming your way, it's important to not assume and presume that it is something trivial and benign. If the symptoms persist and they don't get better, if you're feeling that you have a number of associated symptoms, then that's the time to be more persistent with asking questions. Could this be something more significant? Should we do a simple blood test? A simple blood test is going to find this. And it isn't expensive to do. So having a high level of suspicion, using the services of general practice to your advantage, going in and saying, could this be myeloma? I've read about it. I've heard about it. I'm concerned. Simple blood test, you're on your way to that earlier diagnosis that could save your life and give you many, many more years of good quality life and a normal life to all intents and purposes than you would if you just ignored your symptoms. So that's one of our important messages.
Who's more susceptible to it? Do we know?
Yes, it is much more common in patients who are over the age of 65. So the average age at diagnosis is 70. We also know that men are 50% more likely to be diagnosed with myeloma than women. And it is a bit more common in the Afro-Caribbean population, in the black population. So they're twice as likely to get myeloma as somebody from white or Asian background.
And I presume there could be a family link, or is that not proven, the genetics?
There's a very slight family raised incidence if you have a family member, but it's not a cancer that is inherited in the same way as some other cancers are. But there is a very, very slight increase in your sort of susceptibility to the risk of getting myeloma.
Is there anything we can do then to try and help prevent it, or is it a matter of it's just your luck really with it?
To a large extent, because we don't know the underlying cause, there is an element of chance to this, and we know that there's a slight association with obesity and high alcohol intake, but it's of small significance. I mean, it behoves us all to lead a healthy life and to not overdo anything. But having said that, there's very little we can do to prevent this. So it all the emphasis should be on spotting the early signs and getting something done quickly.
So Monica, just refreshes, what would you like us to do?
Well, I'd very much encourage listeners to go to myeloma.org.uk. All of the information about myeloma is there for anyone who has concerns or just wants more information. Also, you'll readily find information about our Myeloma Awareness Week and how to get involved and to help raise awareness and improve diagnosis.
Dr. Hilary Jones and Monica Morris from Myeloma UK, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Simon.
Thank you.